Another poem from that area, a poem called Sonoida. I like the Sonoida landscape, and it seemed to fit the poem that was in my mind, since it was sort of a dreamlike poem. And also the word Sonoida, I mean, I tell you, my titles are totally arbitrary. Sonoida sounded like sonnet to me. Song, sonnet, Sonoida, something like that. Anyway, so I used it. An Arab stallion, dapple in his wild colthood, a schoolgirl holding to the silver mane, canter from their stable in spray of trodden soil. Effortlessly they sail across the shorn foothills, turning the earth's corner, headed for an oasis in a land where all is horses, bridles hang upon the palms. Tired, her mother waits by adobe stalls, shy of words to calm her apprehension. She has known the gate of passion and fears the wild herds. Like an old hired hand, she waits in shadows for the child who, riding and broken in the saddle, heeds not the love of men, but lives bejeweled where there are none. That's a poem that I like to read a lot in the high schools, and we sort of coordinate it with a kind of assignment. See, in Indian students, we found have been usually the best poets are also the best painters, and I think there'll be a day, it's not far from now, when we're going to see that Indian painting is going to be the big vogue. These kids have a very distinctive style, and it comes from a completely different perspective. In other words, when you tell an American or, you know, just regular white kids, to draw a table, well, you know, we draw the line and the legs, the top and the legs. Indians usually will draw it from the top looking down. And it's just a matter of almost everything has a slight perspective difference. And so I find it very interesting that very often these kids who write the poems also do a lot of the painting. And I like to, you know, so I always say illustrate your poems, because they come up with some really gorgeous paintings. And if I was an entrepreneur, I guess I would buy them or something, but I don't. I just like the idea that they do it, and we're encouraging the BIA at the moment to you know how schools are. You never think of like here. You, the Poetry Center. This guy from the art department came in the other day, and he said, "Well, he didn't even know it was here." Well, we just never think of the arts in combined terms. But I'm trying to get the BIA to, whenever they do have writing classes, to also work art classes in around it. And there's another program funded by Title I, where a girl rides around with a van filled with all sorts of art supplies and baskets, weaving material and paintings and stuff. And we run into each other very often at the different schools. And so I'm going to be coordinating with her some to see what comes out. The Institute of Indian Arts had a very beautiful book where the kids wrote little poems. And I'm not, little doesn't mean not good. They tend to write in shorter forms, but really excellent imagery. And then did some illustrations with it, and it's just a gorgeous book.